Good morning. Thank you and welcome to our podcast. Today we're talking about our scripture in Habakkuk 2:2. It says, "And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon the tables that he may run that readeth it." God wants you to write down in detail what you intend on accomplishing. What do you plan on seeing happen in your life? God wants you to write it down in details, so detailed that if somebody else picks up your letter, and reads it, that they would be able to go and execute it for you perfectly. Detailed. Make it plain. Now, back then, they didn't have notebook paper. They wrote on tables, right? Little tablets and stuff that they had. These, like, rock kind of things. You know what I'm saying? I think they were writing on leather maybe at this time. But, well, this is back in Habakkuk. I'm not sure, but it wasn't paper. That's what that means, to write it down, however you write it down, right? And you need to do that. And I'm telling you, the successful people, if you'll just Google successful people's testimonies and listen to, you know me and celebrity names, like Michael Jackson, how we were talking about. Michael Jackson had written down a list that he would write these songs, that he would make the best videos, that he would create new dance moves that would change the way people danced, that he would completely dominate all the areas of the market that he was trying to go into. And he accomplished. They didn't find that list until after he had died. But when they found the list and it had been dated and stuff, he knew he wrote that list before he became successful. And whenever he wrote that list, then he became successful and he accomplished everything on that list before he died. And there are celebrity after celebrity after celebrity. And not that you have to agree with any of their philosophies on life or anything else, but everybody from Beyonce to Oprah Winfrey to, what is the guy's name that does Dumb and Dumber? He played, you know who I'm talking about? He was Noah in Noah's Ark. Liar, liar. He was the dad that couldn't tell a lie anymore. Oh, I don't.
Jim Carrey?
Yes, yes. Go and listen to his testimony. Go and listen to what he did before he ever made it. He was trying to make it. He was trying to make it. He was trying to make it. It wasn't happening. And he had a piece of paper. He took this paper and he wrote this $1 million check and put on the memo line for services rendered. He had the actual check and he would look at that check every single day. He wishes he still had it. But his dad and him had that thing together that they did that. And when his dad died, he folded that check up and stuck it in his pocket. But he was the first person. He got that $1 million check doing Dumb and Dumber, I think, is the movie that he actually got paid that much money for. And the guy that wrote Chicken Soup for the Soul, he put a check on his ceiling in his bedroom. And every day he looked at it and imagined getting that check for the books that he wrote. And when that publisher wrote him a $1 million check, they said this was the first $1 million check they had ever written to an author before. You listen to their testimonies. Google it. I'm not asking you just to sit somewhere and believe what somebody else is telling you. Research it yourself. The Bible tells you to do this. Why would God tell you to do this? Because he's a master at wasting your time? Is he trying to take from you? You're his children. And he wants so badly. He says, "I wish above all things that you would prosper and that you would be in health as your soul prospers." That is God's wish for his children. He is a great father. Because I know right now, if I asked your parents, what are the two main things you want your child to be? They would say healthy and successful. Prosperous. That's it. Those are the main two things that a parent wants for a child. That you be healthy and successful. That's what they want for you. And most people fall somewhere in there. But a parent's love for you is not like any other love you'll ever know until you're a parent. It won't happen when you're an aunt. It won't happen when you're an uncle. It won't happen when you're, you know, your best friend has a baby. When you have a child, or when you adopt one, if you can't have one, and you adopt a child, you will get such a connection. It will change your life forever. You cannot imagine loving something so much. It's uncomprehendable. And all he wants for you is that you're healthy and prosperous. That's a good dad. That's a real good dad. What do your parents? They want you to be healthy, right? They don't want you to get hit by a car. So what do they say? Don't get in the street. And if you got to go in the street for something, you're getting big enough to go do something, they can say what? What are they going to say next? Watch for cars. Right? Pay attention. Don't just take off running out there. If you have to go out there, be mature enough to stop. Look both ways. Analyze the situation. Pay attention. Use wisdom. And then you can go out there and get your ball or whatever's happened. But they don't let you do that at first because they know you're not prepared to handle that type of responsibility, and they want you healthy. They want you safe. So they tell you, you don't get in that road. And you don't understand, you want to go. Well, too bad. I said don't get in that road. Because you're not big enough to handle that yet, right? And you're little, and they're telling you, you get in that road and I'm going to paddle your bottom, right? Why? Because they love you. And all they want for you is that you're healthy and successful. They care too much about you. I don't care how bad you want to do it. It's not even relevant. You're not ready for that, and something could happen that you're not prepared to manage. You're not going in the street. It's like young people want to go out and stay out late. No. Most sin is all sin is done in the dark. I mean, most sin is done when you're hiding, when you're thinking you're getting away with something. And that's what people do. They go out at night and they do all this junk. No. No. And then when you are big enough to go out and stay out later than normal, what are they telling you? Listen to me. Don't you take a ride with anybody. Don't you let your little friends talk you into doing something stupid. Don't you do any drugs. Don't you drink. Don't get in trouble. Don't put yourself in that situation where you're going to be vulnerable. If you get yourself, if you go do drugs, or if you go drink alcohol, you're going to put yourself in an altered state of consciousness, and things are going to happen to you, or you're going to do things that you can no longer control. You could have controlled them if you were sober, but when you're not in your right mind, things will happen that you can't respond to quick enough. You'll make bad choices, and then there's danger for you. That's why. No, you can't go hang out with those kids. If they see certain kids and they know those kids are going to be dangerous, that those kids are risky, those kids are already not making good choices, even in the middle of the day when everybody's stone sober and they're right there in front of other parents and those kids are still making dumb decisions. No, you can't go with them anywhere. Why? Because I want you safe and prosperous. I want you healthy. I want you whole. I don't want you to come home broke because you had horrible things go on there, because you weren't smart enough or wise enough or aware, because your stinking little friends talked you into doing something stupid. So until you're old enough to make good choices and prove to your parents that you're wise enough and old enough to make good choices, they should not let you ever go anywhere like that. They absolutely should not. They want you healthy and prosperous. They want you to grow up, be successful, get yourself a life going, create yourself a family, create yourself a home, create yourself a world, want to see that. That's all they want to see, man. They love you. And good parents want you to be healthy and prosperous. They want you to have everything you need, and they want you to be in good health and able to function. And so a lot of times when you want to make decisions, I know little kids don't ever want to eat vegetables. You know? A lot of times little kids just want to live on cheese or bread or something, you know? And the parents have to say, no, you need to come over here and sit down. I need you to eat some vegetables. And you cry and carry on and carry on. Look, you need some vitamins in you. You need some minerals in you. There's things that your body needs so that it can heal itself. You know, your food is your medicine. That's what the Hippocratic Oath used to say. So you eat certain minerals and vitamins and stuff, and it keeps you strong and healthy. I know you don't like the way it looks. I know you don't like the way it tastes, but that's beside the point. Right? That's what parents do. They're not doing it to ruin your fun. They want you to also have a cookie. They want you to enjoy your life. They so want that. But they want you to be healthy. They want you to be prosperous and successful. And that's all that God wants for you. And since God is the Father of your spirit, not your flesh, He tells you things. Write down where you want to be. What do you see for your life? Where do you want to end up? How do you want to help the world? How do you want to get involved? What are you gonna do to change the world while you're here? To make it better? You know? There's so many ways you can do that. So many ways. I know people that want to be parents. They want to be a mom. And they're like, I'm going to be the best mom in the world. Well, you know what? That's amazing. Because maybe she's raising the next child that's going to do something incredible. But it wouldn't unless that mother was there coaching them and talking to them and leading them. Maybe you want to help the animals. Maybe you really think you want to be a veterinarian. Or maybe you want to own a humane society shelter. Or maybe you want to raise some kind of animal to help them reestablish or something. You know, I mean, there's a million things you can do. Maybe you want to do hair so people will feel good about how they look so they'll have a better life. You know, you can make your mark on this world in so many ways. But what is important to you? What kind of things do you think about? What kind of things do you think are important? You don't think that's important just because you're a weirdo. You think it's important because that's who you are. Everybody my whole life told me, you're just like your dad. You're just like your dad. You're just like your dad. So I assumed my dad was just like me. And one day we were taking personality tests. And he was tired of doing it and didn't want to keep answering the questions. And I wanted to see if me and him ended up being the same personality type. And I said, no, Daddy, come on, let's do this. And he said, well, you push the buttons. Just ask me the questions and push the buttons. Because we had gotten to the restaurant and he was ready to eat. And so I sat there and I asked him the questions. And he answered me. And he would give me answers. And I said, that's not what you think. He said, well, yes, it is. You just asked me this, and I'm telling you this is what I've... And I was like, what? I learned so much about my dad that day. Me and him are a lot alike in a lot of ways, but me and him are so different in other ways. And it was a good thing. I realized things about my dad that day, listening to him answer those questions that I never knew before. I never even looked. I never even thought about it. I never even asked him. Because I just always assumed he was just like me. Me and him were thinking just alike. But we weren't. He had some really cool motives for the things that he did. I learned a lot about my dad that day. Who you are is unique. Even if everybody tells you you're just like somebody else. Well, you might have a lot of similarities, but you're not just like them. You're absolutely unique. And you have thoughts. You have imaginations. You do things like, man, I think it would be so cool to build a race car that would do this or that. Man, one of these days I want to have a car that'll go this fast. Okay, if that's the kind of thoughts you have, please write them down. Because I never have those thoughts. That never enters my mind. Does that ever enter your mind? That you want to build a car with a souped up engine that'll make it go 270 miles an hour? You don't sit around and imagine that and think about that? No. Because that's not what you're called to do. Okay? Some people do. Some people think about, you know, if they'd have ran that football play different. If they'd have done this and if they'd have done that and if they'd have ran over here and if they'd have run over there. That has something to do with that person's calling. Because I'm never thinking about a play in football. Never. I'm telling you, I don't know that it has ever crossed my mind, not even once, except to use as an example right here. What you think about. You know what? These cookies would be so much better if they had some molasses in them instead. Whatever it is you're thinking about all the time, that has a big indication of who you are, where you want to end up, what you want to accomplish. Start right there. What are your thoughts? What do you imagine? What do you dream about? What do you think about? I ain't about to bake nobody no cookies. And the world will be thankful that I don't. You understand? I'm not good at baking cookies. But some people, that is their life. And you can be a millionaire cookie maker. You can be more than a millionaire, some of these places. What are you thinking about? Do you think about making jewelry all the time? Oh, you know what? If I just could, I could get a piece of this metal and I could make me some earrings that would match this. Know who you are. Figure out who you are. Quit worrying about what everybody else thinks about you. What are you? Who are you? What is on your heart? What is on your mind? What are you imagining already? Write it down. Write it down. Write it down. It's important that you know some of the things that you're thinking already. You heard God. Whether you think you did or not, you did. He spoke over you. He equipped you. He put certain gifts and talents in you that are going to make it possible for you to be that person. That's what you already imagine and dream about. Because it's who you are and you're completely unique. I want you to write it down. And then start dreaming about it. And start getting really detailed about what you would like to do with that to change the world. I don't know if you've ever had a Gigi's cupcake before. But I'm telling you what, it changed my world. That's the best cupcake I've ever put in my mouth. That woman is a cupcake-making genius. We literally, every time we travel, because there are not a lot of them in this area, we Google, is there a Gigi's anywhere around here? We make sure we go try to find it. If it's within 30 minutes to drive, wherever we are, we're going to go to get us a Gigi's cupcake because they're that good. And she was trying to be a country and western singer when she realized she wasn't going to ever do that. And her brother said, man, why don't you bake some cupcakes? You're a genius at that. And she was. And now she's so successful making cupcakes. It's okay to be you, whatever that is, because that's what God created. Quit trying to be somebody else. Quit trying to compete. All it tells me if you're trying to compete is that you don't love yourself, you don't value yourself, and so therefore you can't value anybody else. So you're always trying to be better than everybody else. You're always trying to put everybody else down so that you can look like something. Look, that ain't going to help you none. Find out who you are and be you. That will help us all. Because God knew exactly what we needed when he put you in here. Amen? Okay. Praise God. Thank you so much for joining us today on our podcast. My name is Dolly, and I would love it if you would go to dollybarker.com and check out my website and follow me on some of my social media channels. They are all listed in my link tree. And I just want to tell you, have a great day. Bye.